Good afternoon, children. Welcome to e-learning classes launched by AEES. I am K. Sridhar, TGT Maths Physics from Atomic Energy Central School to Kalpakkam. In previous class, we learned about the triangles and some of its properties. Just we recall it. We will revise it. Every triangle has six parts, that is three sides and three angles. Now, second property we have learned, sum of the three angles of a triangle is 180. That is, any triangle if you will take, sum of the three angles is always 180 degrees. Now, third property, exterior angle property. So, what is the exterior angle property? The exterior angle property, if a side of a triangle is produced, then exterior angle so formed is equal to the sum of the two interior opposite angles. So, any side of the triangle is produced, whatever the exterior angle formed, that exterior angle is always equal to the sum of the two interior opposite angles. So, these properties already we have learned in the previous chapter, lines and angles. Now, in this class, we will learn about the congruent figures. The basic concept of the congruency is figures must have the same shape and same size. That is, if any two figures are congruent, if they have same shape and same size. For example, any two line segments, they are congruent if they have the same length. If both the line segments are having the same length, then they are congruent to each other. Two rectangles are congruent if they have same length and same breadth. Same way, if two squares, if you are taking, two squares of the same side are always congruent to each other. Because two squares, two rectangles always are two line segments, always they are same shape. So, same size, that is, if the rectangles are having the same length and breadth, squares are having the same length of the side, or line segments are having the same length, then they are congruent. Same way, two circles are congruent if they have the same radius. So, any two figures are congruent means they must have the same shape and same size. Now, in this class, we are going to learn mainly congruent triangles. Now, congruent triangles. So, two triangles are congruent if the sides and angles of one triangle are equal to the corresponding sides and angles of the other triangle. Or, in other words, two triangles are congruent if and only if one of the triangles superposes on the other so as to cover it exactly. In superposition, the vertices of both the triangles corresponding equal sides will coincide with each other. That is, if two triangles ABC and PQR, if you are taking, and two triangles ABC is congruent to triangle PQR, then the corresponding angles, that is, angle A is equal to angle P, angle B is equal to angle Q, and angle C is equal to angle R. Also, corresponding sides AB is equal to PQ, BC is equal to QR and AC is equal to PR. So when two triangles are congruent, the corresponding angles are equal and corresponding sides are equal. Now few congruence relations just we will discuss. So from the definition of the congruence of the two triangles, we can discuss about the following relations. The first one, if any one triangle you are taking, every triangle is a congruent to itself. That is, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle ABC. The second relation, if two triangles ABC and PQR, if you are taking, and triangle ABC is congruent to PQR, then definitely triangle PQR is congruent to triangle ABC. Then third relation, three triangles if you are taking, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle DEF, triangle DEF is congruent to triangle PQR, then definitely triangle ABC is congruent to triangle PQR. That is, if A is congruent to B, B is congruent to C, then definitely A is congruent to C. Now when two triangles are congruent, means definitely three angles and three sides are equal, means all the six parts must be equal. So previously we have learned two triangles are congruent if and only if there exists a correspondence between their vertices, such that corresponding sides and corresponding angles of two triangles are equal. That is, six parts, of which three of the corresponding sides and three of the corresponding angles. But by using the least possible conditions to ensure the congruence of the two triangles, instead of six parts, only by taking the least possible conditions, that is only three properly chosen conditions out of the six conditions are satisfied, then the other three automatically satisfied. Now what is the criteria for the congruence of the triangles? So there are four criteria for the congruence of triangles are there. The first one is the SAS congruence criteria. Second, ASA congruence criteria. Third, AAS, which is nothing but the ASA congruence criteria only. And third, SSS congruence criteria. And fourth, RHS congruence criteria. Now first of all, SAS congruence criteria. It is an axiom. So what is the SAS congruence criteria? Two triangles are congruent if two sides and the included angle of one triangle are equal to the two sides and the included angle of the other triangle. So if any two triangles are congruent, two sides and included angle of one triangle are equal to the two sides and the included angle of the other triangle. Since it is an axiom, it is accepted as a true, so this result need not be proved. Now in this module we will discuss only the first congruence criteria, that is SAS congruence criteria. The remaining congruence criteria we will discuss in the next module. Now let us discuss some examples based on this. Now the first example, if you will see, in triangle ABC and triangle PQR, AB and PQ are equal, both are equal to 2 centimeters, and BC and QR are equal sides, both are equal to 5 centimeters and angle B is equal to angle Q is equal to 50 degrees. Now you have to show that the triangles are congruent. So here clearly two sides are equal, it is given, and one included angle is given. That is, in triangle ABC and triangle PQR, AB is equal to PQ is equal to 2 centimeters is given. Angle B is equal to angle Q is equal to 50 degrees is given. And BC is equal to QR is given. So therefore, the triangle ABC is congruence to triangle PQR by SAS congruence criteria. Then second example you can see. In the given figure, AB and CD are two line segments intersecting at O, such that AB and CD are bisecting each other at O. They are bisecting at each other at O. Now you have to show that triangle AOD and triangle BOC are congruent. So if you will see in triangle AOD and triangle BOC, AO is equal to BO because AB and CD are bisecting each other. So AB is bisecting CD, CD is bisecting AB, therefore AO is equal to BO and CO is equal to DO. So AO is equal to BO because they are bisecting. Now angle AOD is equal to angle BOC. Why? Because they are vertically opposite angles. And DO is equal to CO because they are bisecting. So now these two triangles, triangle AOD is congruence to triangle BOC by SAS congruence criteria. Now if you will see one more example, AB is a line segment and line M is its perpendicular bisector. If a point P lies on M, you have to show that P is equidistant from A and B. Now if you will see the solution of this problem, AB is a line segment, it is given. M is the perpendicular bisector of AB is given. So perpendicular and bisector. So perpendicular means PC is perpendicular to AB. When PC is perpendicular to AB, angle PCA is equal to angle PCB, both are equal to 90 degrees since they are PC is perpendicular to AB. And it is a perpendicular bisector, therefore C is the midpoint. So AC is equal to BC. And PC is equal to PC is the common side. So these two triangles, that is triangle PCA and triangle PCB, are congruent by SAS. When the two triangles are congruent, then PA is equal to PB because the other three corresponding parts are also equal, that is CPCT, corresponding parts of congruent triangles. So here we have learned only SAS congruence criteria, that is only two sides and included angle of triangle are equal, then we can say the two triangles are congruent. Means only three corresponding parts only we are using, and we are proving that, or we can prove it, the two triangles are congruent. Then the remaining three parts, corresponding parts, are automatically, it will be equal. So in this module, we have learned just properties of the triangle which we have learned in the previous class, and the concept of the congruency of the figures we have learned, and some congruent relations we have learned, and then congruence of the triangles. So in the congruence of the triangles, one congruence criteria, that is side angle side, SAS congruence criteria, we have learned. So SAS means two triangles are congruent if two sides and the included angle of one triangle are equal to the two sides and the included angle of the other triangle. So the remaining congruence criteria and other properties we will learn in the next modules. Thank you.